How did the mini Madoff Democrat mega donor buy the midterms right from under our noses? The Democratic Party is in the middle of the biggest financial fraud case in American history. This isn't just one company messing with the numbers like Enron or one crooked Ponzi scheme like Madoff. Over a million people invested in a crypto company called FTX. Woke up last week and saw their life savings gone. $2 billion of it gone. Where did it go? We have no idea. What we do know is that behind the scam artist, Sam Bankman-Fried was the guy funneling millions into the Democratic Party. He was actually their second largest donor behind George Soros. Pumped about 10 mil into the Biden campaign bank account in 2020 and then spent another 40 million in the midterms for things like get out the vote and ballot harvesting. Oh, and he was just about to spend about $1 billion on Democrats in 2024. Just like sex predator Harvey Weinstein, pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff, Fried's donations made him a star in the Democratic Party, and the media ate it up. He was on the cover of every big business magazine, did a photo shoot with Forbes. Fortune even called him the next Warren Buffett. But so-called Wall Street pundits said he was actually bigger than that. Did J.P. Morgan or Vanderbilt get to hang out at a party with Bill Clinton and Katy Perry? I don't think they did. They actually let Mini Madoff wear his baggy basketball shorts on stage with Bill. He's like Crypto Fetterman. Guess they'll let you wear whatever you want when you can buy red wave insurance for Democrats. So this operation helped Democrats keep the Senate and blunt the red wave in the House. While Mini Madoff got to hide away in the tax haven of the Bahamas, where he was working out a fake office with about 9 other kids. They were all sleeping with each other and popping pills. SBF's girlfriend would say, nothing like regular amphetamine use to make you appreciate how dumb a lot of normal, non-medicated human experience is. Oh, and she was also put in charge of about $32 billion of assets. Yeah, this lady. Funny thing about Minnie Madoff's main squeeze right there, her dad used to be the sitting SEC chair's boss over at MIT. Same guy who was supposed to be regulating all this was actually taking meetings with FBF right before he went bankrupt, literally right before. FTX had Washington in their pockets, and Democrats didn't care because they were all getting rich. Will they give back the $40 million? I mean, it was dirty money, and investors lost their shirts. Probably not.